This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Teaching kids how money works can be a daunting task for parents. It's easy to default to cliches like saying, it doesn't grow on trees. But even lessons with the best of intentions can result in some unexpected takeaways.
My name is Douglas Kearney. I am a poet and I teach at California Institute of the Arts in Valencia. I grew up in Altadena, California, actually. My mother worked in L.A. County. You know, she worked in the county building. My father worked for the Postal Service. I never knew how much money my parents made. I mean, a lot of our interactions around money were really around more sophisticated concepts with them, and sometimes more sophisticated than I should have been exposed to, perhaps, at that age. Like, my father taught me about interest when I was in fourth grade. I mean, literally, like, we were out, like, in the backyard. He was like, hey, I would like to borrow a dollar from you, but listen, I'm going to borrow a dollar from you, and I'm going to give you back $1.25. And I was like, wow. He's like, well, that's called interest, right? And I think he kind of thought that that would be sort of funny. I mean, I guess, you know, like nowadays, like parents give their kids mohawks or like, you know, dress them in tuxedos or whatever. And my dad was like, let me turn this guy into a banker. Wouldn't that be cute? And so I took this concept and I ran with it. So I actually would go to my school and like a kid might say, hey, can I borrow 50 cents from you? And I'd say like, yeah, but you're gonna have to pay me back 75 cents. And if you don't, and I didn't know about loan sharking, and I said, but if you don't pay me back by Thursday, I'm gonna double it. And then I'm gonna double it again. And I would make these kids sign contracts. It's always about convenience, right? I mean, why pay more, you know, to go to one gas station over another one? Well, this gas station's closer to you, right? So like if a person walks up to you and whatever they feel is urgent about getting this quarter, maybe there's another kid who's selling like Nerds or Jolly Ranchers or something, and that kid's standing right there. And so it's like, oh, can I get a quarter? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I can get a quarter, but you're gonna have to pay me back a quarter plus a dime. And sure, not everybody went for it, but a lot more people than you might think did. So I think I was the convenience. I think they liked the professional level of the exchange because there was a contract involved. So, you know, I was providing a service. I would get from a 50 cent loan, I'd end up getting like $3 or $4. And like one day I told my dad about this and he was like, okay, you can't do that. That's illegal. And I was like, what? They signed a contract. So, I mean, that was one of the early conversations I had.